Now stay tuned for To Your Health, where food is on the table and center stage. To Your Health is brought to you by Hamilton's at First and Main, celebrating over 20 years of sustainable fine dining in the downtown mall. And by Rebecca's Natural Foods in the Barracks Road Shopping Center. Now here is your host, MC Blair.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you, MC Blair here. We're going to be talking about several things this morning. We're going to be talking about the benefits of coconut oil to start off the and then also we're going to be talking about how, you know, we hear about local food all the time and how it's better to eat local. Well, you know, local people can make mistakes and raise food the wrong way, just you know, like the factory farmers use Roundup, chemical fertilizers, herbicides, pesticides, all that sort of thing. And so it's just as bad as if you went to the grocery store. Well, so you really have to do your research. You've got to know your farmer, really do. Most of them have websites. You can go and look and find out, do they mention things like the produce farmers? Do they have animals roaming? In other words, do they partner with grass-fed beef farmers, pastured pork and poultry farmers, so that the soil will have all the right microbes because the animals are there as well? That's incredibly important. Now, I know one grass farmer. He's a grass-fed beef farmer. He dug up all his topsoil. He took crushed minerals and put them down and then put his topsoil back. Very expensive, but at least his soil is mineralized properly so that his animals are extremely healthy because the grass that they eat is healthy. And one of the things he said, the definition of salad is what dinner has for lunch. So that we can get just about all the minerals, vitamins that we need from properly raised meats. And then, of course, you should have vegetables and fruits as well. But then, you know, you look at people that live up in Alaska that say winter over in Alaska, and they have 85-90%, sometimes 100% meat is their diet, meat and fish. And of course, because the soil is so healthy up there, they get all the right minerals and all that sort of thing in their feed. So when you take a moose or a caribou or deer, then you're going to get all the right stuff from that meat and stay healthy, which is kind of cool. So benefits of coconut oil. I'll tell you what, a lot of people don't know that coconut oil is a natural cleanser. That's amazing. You know, like the first benefit is it's full of fatty acids, which is great. It's an amazing source of fatty acids. It might be full of saturated fat, but when you consume it, you're also giving yourself a really healthy boost of fatty acids. And most of them that you found in coconut oil are medium chain, which means they're metabolized differently than long chain found in lots of other foods. Despite the saturated fat being bad for you, this is a saturated fat that's actually good for you. As long as it's raw, you know, cold pressed and virgin. So it's, you know, of course, those fatty acids can give you lots of energy. There's another one. It helps prevent high blood pressure, believe it or not. This is true. Your heart will thank you. And you incorporate coconut oil into your diet. I eat a couple of tablespoons every single day. And this really helps with, helps lower blood pressure. And it is increasing the amount of good cholesterol, or the HDL, and lowering the LDL, helping you convert any LDL you have into HDL, which, of course, helps your heart immediately and immensely. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of allergies today. Maybe I need more coconut oil. next, we've got... It stops urinary tract infections. How about that? Urinary tract infections can be really uncomfortable. And with coconut oil, you can help protect your kidney and liver, stop these UTIs from occurring all the time. This is a result of studies found coconut oil helps strengthen the kidneys, allowing the body to fight back better against bacterial infections in that part of the body. There's a substance in coconut oil, MCFA, and don't ask me to pronounce the what that stands for, but it's a natural antibiotic. It works with the body to destroy growing clusters. It's able to damage the lipid coating that surrounds bacteria cells, quickly killing the cells and stopping the infection from growing farther. Unbelievable. It also works wonders on the liver, helps protect you from infection, but ensures that your liver is able to continue flushing out toxins from your body. Now, of course, if you stay hydrated, that also helps flush out the helps the liver flush out the toxins. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying, well, you shouldn't drink alcohol because it damages your liver. Well, it certainly can damage your liver. However, if you hydrate while you're drinking, what happens is, well, first off, alcohol is a diuretic, so it's gonna strip the water from your body. So you're not getting hydrated when you're drinking alcohol, and so you must hydrate and replace that water. Once you do that, your liver will have plenty of water with which to flush the toxins. Since alcohol is a diuretic, and you drink all night, you don't drink any water, and you go to bed, and you wake up the next day with a hangover, it's because you're dehydrated. Well, if your liver's dehydrated, it means the toxins stay there, and they build up. And then they do some strange things. And if you do this again and again and again, your liver will be damaged to the point of cirrhosis, and then people can die from that. So, yes, drinking something to certainly don't do it a lot. don't drink till you pass out every night, that's for sure. Just have your drink or two or three and make sure you hydrate as well. So that's enough on that. So now the next benefit of coconut oil, it prevents some kinds of cancers, like colorectal for sure. And they found that two qualities of coconut oil prevents against cancer. The MCFA substance found in coconut oil explains during the UTI section, it can kill off pylori bacteria, H. pylori. And that's pretty darn good. I had that. I had to go through a 30-day rigorous antibiotic regimen of three different antibiotics. Not a lot of fun. Of course, I had to take a lot of probiotics afterwards, a lot of fermented food so that it could put the good bacteria back into my gut. Coconut oil creates ketones in the body as it's digested, and the ketones cannot be used by cancerous cells as energy, given that the tumors depend entirely on glucose to grow. So if you're limiting your sugar intake, especially processed sugar, well, you shouldn't do any processed sugar whatsoever. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, about how processed foods definitely are carcinogenic and cause a lot of cancer, as well as obesity. We've talked about that before. One of the things. Also, it improves your digestion. Medication isn't always the answer. Coconut oil in its raw form, they helps improve digestion. So you get your omega-3 fatty acid sources like tuna fish. You can also double the effect you have on your digestion. Your gut will be more effectively absorb vitamins, magnesium, and calcium. It helps the good bacteria that lives in your gut. They say bacteria aren't always bad, and that's the truth. You need some good bacteria in your gut. That's where most of your immune system is, by the way, in case you didn't know that. And that's why your gut is so important, and that's why you are what you eat. So you eat real food grown properly. And, of course, real food is grown properly. You don't eat processed food at all. Just stay away from it because it's a carcinogen, regardless of what the USDA says. And you'll be way better off Be healthier. And that's the name of the show, To Your Health, right? You're listening to Your Health right here at WPVC. And we are talking about the benefits of coconut oil. We'll also be talking about the local movement. Say, just local isn't enough, and that's the truth. So increase your energy levels for coconut oil. And it does. Throw away those energy drinks. Do not drink those things. They're just full of really nefarious things that can help you become obese and sick. You know, I always wondered, is that a conspiracy? Maybe there's a conspiracy between the food manufacturers and the pharmaceutical companies that prescribe drugs. And there's definitely a connection between pharmaceutical industry and the AMA, unfortunately. So they want us to stay sick. They really do. Because if they stay sick, then doctors make money. There's a whole industry there. If we as a nation became slim and fit and trim and healthy, so many people would lose vast amounts of income, especially pharmaceutical companies. And so I always wondered about that. We should start that conspiracy theory. 11 health benefits of coconut oil. Number 6, it increases your energy levels. Yep. Throw away the energy drinks. With this natural oil, you can experience a longer-lasting energy boost, much in the same way that eating a banana provides. Coconut oil is really easy for the body to digest, and it produces a longer-lasting energy boost. At the same time, the body's metabolism is boosted, helping you better digest your food and making the most of the goodness that you take in. That's important as well. It says, it's true. You will feel fuller for longer. So when you take that tablespoon of coconut oil before you eat, what will happen is you won't be that hungry, you won't eat as much, and hey, you might lose some weight. So, you know, a lot of times we're hungry during the day, and that's when we grab a candy bar. Oh, good Lord. It's great. Don't get me wrong. You know, always good to have a little dark chocolate, but that's the key, little. Sit there and fill up on chocolate. Oh, my goodness, I've done it. That's how I can tell. I've also eaten an entire half gallon of ice cream back in the day. Oh, man, that wasn't fun. One of the reasons why coconut oil is great for suppressing hunger is the way that the fatty acids are metabolized. It's a result of the ketone found within the coconuts, which reduce the appetite. They say one study showed that people who consumed who consumed a coconut every day actually consumed over 250 calories less on average every day. And so it will help you lose weight, which is good. And of course, you'll live longer if you're healthy. How about that? You know, of course, not to, you know, I don't know if they've taken in consideration being hit by a bus, but anyway, you definitely will live longer as long as you don't get hit by a bus or a car or a truck. And so you just put it in your diet. A lot of people cook with it. Personally, I don't, because it does have a little bit of flavor there, and it's kind of hard, you know, to have something tasting with that little coconut taste unless you want that. There are some foods that just don't taste good with coconut. You actually burn more fat. It helps you trim down, become fit, healthy again. It's important to cut down the amount of food you eat. It's just as important to consider where your calories are coming from. Coconut oil is a fantastic source of food calories and lots of antioxidants. Oh, one other thing. If you have teenagers and they are worried about the acne, coconut oil is the best facial cleanser there is. Rub that face down, get it nice and covered with a coconut, you know, wash good, get the face covered with coconut oil. And what will happen is the coconut oil will go into the pores and clean them out to where the pores are not clogged at all. And it's very inexpensive, not like some of those, you know, acne wipes and that sort of thing. Those don't usually work very well. But coconut oil will keep the face completely clean so that the pores do not get clogged. And that is what the pimples are. The pore becomes clogged, and then it has nowhere to breathe, and so it develops an infection and pops up, and there you've got a little pimple. And, of course, that's right when you're getting ready to go to the prom or give a speech, something like that. But, yeah, it's one of the best facial cleansers there is. So that's another benefit. It also protects your bones. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. You are listening to Your Health, and this is MC Blair, and we're going to be back shortly. All right, we are back to Your Health. This is MC Blair. We're going to be talking to Ellen Daniels in a little while. She's will be talking to a couple of the vendors at the City Market. And speaking of that, I just wanted to let you know that just local isn't enough. You know, going to City Market, it's a good thing, and it's a place for local real food farmers can sell their products to consumers. However, just being local doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you. I mean, what's in the soil, right? That's the main thing you have to know about. You have to know these farmers are doing the right thing. Does the farmer use chemical fertilizers, or does he use chemical pesticides or herbicides like Roundup? Oh, boy, that's what I want. Are there animals present? Now, there's an organic farmer out here, Jamie from Bel Air Organic Farm, and they partner with local pastured pork producers and grass-fed beef farmer so that the soil contains the microbes needed for healthy crops. So that you go down there and you'll see cows, you know, grazing, and you'll see pigs rooting around and making their little indentations in the soil, you know, the burrows or whatever, and they're there. And so by the animals being there, obviously, when they defecate, their manure is there. Then you run your chickens over the, you know, say, following the bovine, chickens scratch through the cow pies, eat the larva, spread the cow pies out, and then that's when the magic happens, because then the soil just absorbs all those microbes. And after a while, two things occur. Number one, you're drought-proof. You never need to water again. Number two, the soil never freezes because the microbial action is so intense. And if you want to see a beautiful example of that, take one of those tours at Polyface. Doesn't cost that much. Well worth it. They're in Swope, Virginia, south of Stanton. You can look up their website, and they're definitely doing it the right way. They'll explain the whole thing on the tour. It's absolutely amazing. And there are several others in the area that are doing that. It's up to us to research. I urge all consumers attending the market to do the research. Just ensure they're getting real food, not food grown with the chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and all that. And that the meat is grass-fed beef if you're eating beef. And if you're eating pork or poultry, it's pastured. Just go to the store, it'll say organic, it'll say free range, and all natural, and all that sort of thing. Well, free range means it has to, the hen house or the chicken house has to have a door big enough for the chicken to go through and get out of the house. As long as they are out of the chicken house, even if it's a pad of concrete outside the house, then they call that free range. You're kidding. Yeah, no, it's true. And so that's not enough. Pastured is the word you're looking for in pork and poultry. And then it's always best to visit the farm to make sure that they're doing that the right way. And also, as far as I'm concerned, prepared food should be sourced as much as possible from the vendors at the market after confirming that the vendors there are using real food farming practices. And that's very important. But the prepared food should be sourced from the vendors at the market. And we need to put some pressure on Parks and Rec to get statements from each of the prepared food vendors saying that their food contained no pesticides, herbicides, or antibiotics at all, meaning they source it from local vendors, and also that, you know, they're not going to one of the big box places and buying their meat from them just because it's cheap, because that's what you get. You get what you pay for. We're going to be talking with Verde from Hog Haven, I believe. You've heard their ads on this station. They do it right, and they serve a breakfast sandwich that is second to none. And also, if you are on the gluten-free route, then you can get that on a platter without the bread. And they're doing fine. They have their pastured pork is the sausage, then the local cheese, and the eggs are their own as well. And they're nice and dark orange, as they should be, because their chickens get enough greens. And the darker the yolk, the more beta carotene it contains. And, of course, a pastured egg has up to a third or even more less cholesterol than a non-pastured egg. So that's another good reason. And way more vitamin A and E, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So the darker the yolk, the better. So then we're going to talk about processed food. And they have, you know, does that increase your risk for cancer? The answer is yes. Before we get started, you are listening to Your Health. I'm MC Blair. We're going to be talking with Ellen Daniels from the City Market a little bit later in the show. Now, there have been some studies that show that highly processed food have negative effects on health. Why is this even legal? Why? I'm sorry. They've been linked to higher risk of obesity, hypertension, as well as abnormal lipid storage in the body. Now, there was a study done in, let's see, where is that? There was a study done in England. He did a, this guy, Tim Spector, he's an author of The Diet Myth. And he was concerned about the prevalence of ultra-processed foods in our diets because of the unknown surrounding the artificial additives and preservatives. All these chemicals are artificial. Some of them are very unknown to our bodies. So there's been some experiments showing that artificial sweeteners, for example, which the government tells us, oh, they're totally fine, they're totally not fine. Okay? They are absolutely not fine. Just remember, the government is owned by corporations, and so that's who's talking. When the government talks, it's corporations that are talking, and they need the money, right? They have to increase their bottom line. That's a fact, straight up. All these pesticides and artificial sweeteners have a negative effect on gut microbes, which we need, because they play a crucial role in our digestive process. And it's thought that they can affect your overall health because it's your immune system. Interesting. So you eat the processed foods, you get fat. What he did is on his son was 23 years old, ate nothing but ultra-processed fat foods, ultra-processed fast food for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, 40% of his gut microbes had disappeared. His immune system basically was cut by 40%. 4 years later, only half of those have returned. And that's 4 years of eating a healthy diet, balanced and all that, only recovered about half of them. So in 10 days, it destroyed 40%. And after 4 years of eating properly with no processed foods, they've only recovered by half. And how's that? That is, to me, that's absolutely incredible. I mean, it shows it right there. More than 50% of the food going into the shopping carts is ultra-processed now. And this is in England. They are now known as the fat country or the fat man of Europe because one in four are obese. That hadn't happened before. until they started getting a lot of processed foods, allowed processed foods to come into their food chain. And, of course, now they're getting sicker. Diabetes is more prevalent than it used to be. And that's the reason it shouldn't be allowed, period. Talk about banning something. Banning ultra-processed food would be a great place to start. Just absolutely, absolutely not good at all. And so that's why it causes cancer. They took 104,000 people, and a third of the world's most common cancers are directly associated with environmental and lifestyle habits. The poor nutritional profile of highly processed food, it's generally high in saturated fats and salt, low in both fiber and nutrients, makes it an ideal target for investigating the effect of lifestyle-associated cancers. Now, the industrial process used in the manufacturing, hydrogenating, hydrolysis, extruding, and the additives used to increase the shelf life or improve their taste is just no good for us. Colors, emulsifiers, sodium nitrite, titanium oxide. Hey, how would you let titanium oxide on your cereal? No, thanks. My cereal contains enough of it already. The materials in packaging these foods may be carcinogenic, BPAs, as an example. So they used 104 people that were at least 18 years old, and the participants recorded their diet for a 24-hour period six times throughout the year. And the researchers used the food classification system called NOVA to categorize each food by the degree of industrial food processing it underwent. The ultra-processed foods were associated with an increased overall rate of cancer, by 30%. The increases were observed in rates of breast cancer, colorectal cancer, prostate cancer, and, that's absolutely crazy. So the 10% increase in intake of ultra-processed foods was linked to significant increase in overall cancer rates. The consumption of foods with low levels of processing was associated with decreased rates of cancer. And as I say, they recruited all these people, and it was a pretty long study, and they found that was absolutely true. A number of the agents in the processed food, low-level carcinogens, many of the effects of wave we haven't seen for decades, and is often the case with volunteers, women were more prevalent. Only 20% of the participants were male. Well, that makes a difference. So this highlights the need for future long-term study of the effect of processed foods. Just get rid of it. That's all you got to do. It's up to you, folks. Just get rid of the processed foods in your diet. And you are listening to Your Health right here at WPVC, the voice of resistance, right here in beautiful downtown Charlottesville. And we will be back shortly. And we are back right here to Your Health. MC Blair here. And we are going to be talking to Ellen Daniels fairly shortly. Hey, Ellen, how you doing?
Good. Are we on the air?
Yeah, we are. Absolutely.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm here with Verde at Hog Haven Farm.
All right, Hog Haven.
Yeah, and so Verde is going to tell us a little bit about what makes this place special. One thing I found out is you cannot get this amazing meat anywhere else except the farmer's market, and they have these amazing sandwiches. What is your most popular sandwich or item?
I would have to say the original breakfast sandwich is our most popular one.
I'll second
what's
that.
In there?
It's a sage patty with grass-fed cheddar cheese on a locally baked English muffin with free-range eggs.
Wow. This is an amazing spot. They have ice black tea, pomegranate lemonade, and something called, is it Hossam sauce?
It's our hot sauce. It's Hossam hot sauce, our original secret house-made hot sauce.
Is it Hossam because it's awesome?
It is Hossam because it's awesome.
That's so great. So the sign says breakfast, eat local. So what would you want to tell someone who might want to make the switch from eating what they can get at the grocery store to going with this kind of food? What are the benefits that you see?
I mean, I see that the meat is, for starters, tastier. It's also, you're eating something that was raised in the right way. You know, there's no pollution. There's no, you know, disturbance to the land. Most farmers market vendors are raising their animals in a sustainable way. So that's the only way you should really eat, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Mike, you want to ask some questions, too?
Oh, I just wanted to say, that you said those eggs are pastured, right? Pastured eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I've been out to the farm there. I've been out to the farm, and I've seen where the the chickens are just roaming all around. Man, it's really cool, having lots of fun there. So how long have you guys been doing this, Verde?
We've been here at the city market for this is our fourth season.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And your farm is where? We're in Goochland County, Virginia, about 35 minutes east of Charlottesville.
And there's so many interesting things here that look yummy, like the chorizo link, kielbasa andouille. I mean, if people wanted to get your food, they have to come here to the city market. I have to say, I haven't been here a while. It is super fun. And could people come visit you at the farm?
Yeah, we could possibly do visits. We do the farm tour in September every year. So people are welcome to come out for that. That's an organized Charlottesville event where people come visit the farm. So we're happy to have people come out for that. That's a lot better because we can actually spend time with you guys.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic.
And you've got a website, right?
Yes, hoghavenfarmllc.com.
All right.
Thank you so much. Verde from Hog Haven Farm right here, very close to Water Street, I believe,
yep,
in the market.
Stuff.
So much, Verde. Thank you.
Thanks,
Verde.
All
right,
Mike. All right. So we're going to go to another vendor and call me back?
Yeah.
Or okay.
I'll call her back.
All right. Awesome. All right. She'll call us back. That's great. That was Verde from Hog Haven Farm and her husband, Rob. They've got a really good thing going there for sure. And they're doing it right. And that's one, I've done my research on that, and they are definitely doing it right. No GMO corn or any of that sort of thing has been consumed by their animals, and their animals are pretty darn happy, that's for sure. They also have chops and all the usual pork products as well, if you like pork. I do. I try to keep it down as far as the consumption of it, because obviously you can still get fat if you eat, even eating real food, you just eat too much of it. You know, it's all about calories, right? Calories in, calories out. And, oh, another thing that I found in my research, carbs. You know, you see people that are eating cereal and all that stuff for breakfast, which are carbs mostly, and refined carbs aren't as good as complex carbs like you get in, say, fruit. Or whole grains, you know, and all that is good. But you consume carbs when you're going to burn them right away. Because if you don't burn it, it goes directly to fat. So if you're going to do a little workout, you know, get on the treadmill, the elliptical, go, you know, for a nice walk, then take some carbs first. You know, eat a little sandwich or eat some crackers or, a bowl of cereal, not ultra processed cereal, but, you know, something that's really, really good. Good for you and not ultra processed, and then you'll get your carbs, and then you can go ahead and work out and burn them. And if you burn off those calories right away, then obviously you will you won't lose weight, or you will lose weight, and then or maintain the weight you are currently at, especially if you're already healthy. And so I'll tell you what, man, that maintains your gut and all that. So I just wanted to say that, we've been hearing here at To Your Health and from other sources that the demand for organic food is growing and eating organic food is healthier because chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides are not used. And now we hear the toxic administration in Washington might deregulate what is organic and what it's not, leaving us and you know, you and me in a wasteland of confusion about what to believe. Ah, boy, I'll tell you. Yep. And they got the weeks roll by, Twitter storms erupting daily. Nobody knows what to expect from our government. And quite frankly, reading the news can lead to stress, a stress overload. And we know stress can lead to early heart, digestive, and brain problems. I always say, can't we all just get along? The answer is yes, we can, because community-based agriculture, it brings us together. That's what I was talking about, the city market. Community-based agriculture. It provides a common ground between folks from different cultures and backgrounds. It strengthens and gives voice to the people who, before now, didn't have a voice. And most importantly, it provides the healthy food we crave and need for our bodies. All right, I think we're getting another call here shortly. I believe we're waiting. Oh, boy. Well, try again. Oh. Hang on. We got this stuff. Calling now, she said. Okay. Up. Oh, there it is. Hello, Ellen.
Hey, this is Ellen from the City Market.
Yeah.
I am here with Matt Rohde of one of my favorites, Carpe Donut.
Carpe Donut. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Matt's the owner of this establishment.
Yep.
And I noticed that you use a lot of really great ingredients. Tell us about that.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing today?
Great.
Well, we were kind of giving a recap of Carpe Donut. So organic ingredients, the City Market is where we get to showcase our glaze is made with organic confectioner sugar, so organic natural blueberry, organic chocolate. We do a bourbon glaze. We do a maple glaze with real maple syrup. And today we brought out all the specialty toppings, the natural sprinkles, the organic dried blueberries, and the bacon.
Mm.
What made you have this brainchild and start this amazing glazed, wonderful piece of food?
Well, we've been doing this for about 10 years. So it's been a slow evolution of how far we wanted to take the flavors. When we started in the little cart, it was just cinnamon sugar donuts for a long time. But, you know, things evolve and things change, and we add new aspects all the time.
What is the funniest thing that's ever happened to you or the weirdest thing in making donuts?
Probably that we do about 100 weddings every year. That was not part of the original business plan, which was written on the back of a napkin. We do a lot of special events for UVA and different companies around the region. So the idea of catering with a donut cart was not something we thought of originally. Somehow it meshes up nicely with the organic ingredients and with everything being made hot and fresh.
Tell us about the name Carpe Donut.
Well, from the Latin, to seize or grab. So seize the donut as in seize the day, carpe diem.
That is a great idea for any time of year. And right now there are the sun is displaying off the glaze. It is amazing looking. And where can we get Carpe Donuts besides the City Market?
Well, the City Market's actually kind of our flagship at this point. You can definitely get them by calling us. Go to our website. You can order them on Amazon. You can pay for them with cryptocurrencies. There's lots of ways you can get the donuts. But we recently closed our little cafe experiment over at the Art Park. So they're not there every day. A local cafe group that will remain nameless for now we're in conversations about maybe having them available every day again. But for right now, Fridays after 5, City Market, those are probably, and maybe at a wedding or special event near you.
That is amazing. It's Matt Rohde, the owner, the originator of Carpe Donut, which many people love, and you can come get them right at City Market.
Oh, yeah, man. I tell you, that's great.
Okay. I'll try to call you again.
Oh, goody. Another vendor. Okay. All right. All right, bye. All right. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. This is fun. Having so much fun right here at To Your Health. And so let's see. Where was I? I was going to be talking about, oh, yeah, the, you know, we can actually achieve food security right here in Charlottesville and surrounding counties by increasing the amount of community-based agriculture. And also wanted to tell you that if this is a suggestion, if you do feel stressed because you read the news, You don't know what the heck is going on. And you can look up a local farm. Bel Air is one of them. That's the one that comes to mind. There are many. And they accept volunteers. They have mentor programs. And so this is something that you could do, or just, you know, say community-based agriculture. So you go and you volunteer, and you help the farmer, and you learn a lot. You can take your kids with you, make it a family affair. If you're in the city, you can volunteer with Urban Agricultural Collective of Charlottesville, UACC, Todd Niemeyer down there doing great things. You can volunteer at City Schoolyard Gardens, and that's another way to get into the community-based agriculture on the education side. And also, a couple of their schools have gardens that they grow, and so you can actually work for food type of thing. And the main thing is you're volunteering your time, and if you do have some extra resources, that's a great place to put those, because it brings up and sustains our community-based agricultural system. And we're working here at To Your Health with various areas, various organizations to try to come up with some industrial-sized greenhouses so that we can provide produce year-round, healthy produce year-round to our community and take part less and less in the national food system, which, of course, is totally broken right now, unfortunately, due to corporate influence. I remember years ago, FDR said that corporations are the enemy of the people. He didn't mean, you know, they're going to come and, you know, blow your house up or something, you know. However, the only thing that a corporation is there for is for the bottom line for the investors. Period. They don't care about nothing. That's all they care about is the bottom line, and that's the nature of it. So that's why they should have absolutely nothing to say in the political world. And unfortunately, because of corporate money, they own many congressmen and senators, and then the congressmen and senators have to vote the way the corporation wants them to vote. And the basic premise of our country, of the people, by the people, for the people, is lost completely. And that's what he meant by that. So I believe that we are, especially nowadays, we're able to see this, all this corporate greed and corruption is now coming to a head due to our current administration going off on weird tracks and, you know, being absolutely nuts, it seems. But imagine if we get this food security in Charlottesville, and more kids are learning about it, and, you know, so they're demanding fresh food on the table now, less pizzas being bought, less fast food being bought. And what would happen with that is that there would be 70% less copays for doctor's visits, because we're healthier. You know, going to the doctor, I don't know, I go once a year for my physical. That's pretty cool. So that's one copay. And I don't have to go during the year. And most people that eat properly and get a little bit of exercise, they don't have to go either as much. So you've got more energy in your life. I was talking about coconut oil. Eat a couple tablespoons a day. All right. I think we're going to be getting another call shortly. It's very interesting. All right. Again. Yep. She's trying again. Yep. Here she goes. All right. Here we go. Hello. Hello. Hello, Ellen.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm here with Elena Day Pies and Produce, and there's a bunch here. These guys are cracking me up. So let's have a discussion. Elena, what do you sell? Pies and produce?
Well, I sell pies, but I also sell produce. The produce that I sell, lettuce, head lettuce. I'm really good at growing head lettuce. I'm probably the only person in the whole market that has head lettuce, the first market. And I also sell overwintered kale, and pretty soon I'll be selling regular kale. And then I also, but I don't like big fat stems on it. I really eschew them. And then I also sell spinach. And what else do I sell? Flowers.
Pie.
She sells pie. Oh, the pies are very good. They're not overly sweet. They're made with fresh produce, and she keeps her fingers out of them. That was
happy
because he is 95 the other day.
Oh, you're 95?
Yeah. What keeps you so young looking?
It's gorgeous wife.
No, she can have all the credit.
I think it's the pies and the produce, really, to tell you the truth. And what do you use in your pies? I heard a little bit from Dora. What are you proud of about pies?
Well, I use the either fruit I grow, or I use apples from Vintage Virginia Apples, you know, the Albemarle Cidery, and I try to just do fruit pies in season, although what's left is sour cherries, but those are sour cherries from my tree from last year. Hope we'll get some this year. And the rhubarb, that was fresh today.
Wow, this is an amazing place that I just stumbled upon. There's no sign in the front. The sign is on, I think, Water Street, but it is Elena Day. It's not even there. So you got to really look around when you're at the city market.
No, that's true. That's true. So you're having fun down there, aren't you, Ellen?
I'm having fun.
Oh, you know, that is so awesome. That really is. Were you able to get by Free Union Grass Farm at all?
I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Say it again.
Well, were you able to get by Free Union Grass Farm?
Oh, Free Union?
Yeah.
Where are they? I can look for them.
Let's see. Well, with Carpe Donut, if you come out of Carpe Donut and kind of head kind of south and then go right and then go up there, and they're right there kind of on the corner.
Okay.
Yeah. Stay on the line this time, and then that way you know. So it's a nice day for the city market, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you, but tell me the name of the farm and I'll look for it.
Free Union Grass Farm.
Oh, God. Do you want me to call you back?
No, just stay on the line. We can stay on the line, and I'll talk to folks and all that. So,
well, let me do a plug for my show. Apropos.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Apropos of something. 10 to 11.
Apropos of something at 10 while I'm walking in the city market.
Yep.
We're going to be in studio with Tish Jennings, the preeminent scholar on mindfulness for teachers and students, and she just visited with the Dalai Lama this last month, so we're going to talk to her about the Dalai Lama.
Oh, that's
India,
great.
And also Francesca Calamita, who talks about women and food issues, actually, body image in Italy and here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good show Saturday.
Yeah.
Apropos something.
Absolutely.
So, walking towards the Water Street garage.
Oh. Okay, and then turn, it's to the, if you're walking towards that, it's to the right. You turn right and go up that aisle. Yep.
All right, I'm running over there. I'm running over.
And they're on the right.
actually,
we've got to get going. We've only got about 15 seconds. So,
I'm here, Free Union Grass Farm.
Yes.
My name's Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
I sell all sorts of things. We've got pork, we've got beef, we got duck, chicken, all pasture raised.
Mm.
Oh, tell us about that. Well, we rotate our animals regularly. They get the best life. They get sunshine. They get the food that they're supposed to eat, and so then they pass on their nutrition to us.
Yes,
amazing. That's a great app.
Well, I heard. I wanted to say something, Lauren. One of the grass farmers told me the definition of salad is what dinner has for lunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know what's here? They have an amazing, there's people in line here. Grass-fed beef, they've got about 15 different cuts. Forest-fed pork, again, a huge selection. Also duck, if you're into duck, fresh whole duck or duck livers and hearts, all kinds of duck fat, duck legs, everything.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? What's the most popular item? We've been selling really well with pork, but we sold out of our eggs today. People come and get all our eggs.
Pastured eggs, they're great.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Lauren.
All right,
Mike.
Excellent. Thanks, Ellen. That's fun. Yeah. We'll have to do this again. Little Ellen from the market.
Totally.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
See you later.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. To Your Health, good show today. Stay tuned for the Spanish program. Also good, lots of cool music. And we'll be back next week on To Your Health.